Back on Afternoon Drive, Nick Wilson, Jonathan Peterlin. We were just delivered a Hall of Fame beef snack sticks, and you're going to have to host for the next 15 minutes.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I'm going to be eating these while you talk about Shador Sanders and his answer right there.
I'd rather just eat them as well. I want to do the food review while Joe is still around.
Jake, I'm going to have to tell you, you're going to have to do 15 solid minutes here as we devour the apple. Was that apple cheddar snack sticks? You got?
Oh, I took the teriyaki snack sticks.
Oh, I'm here for the apple cheddar. You have to kill me to get these. Oh my gosh, this looks awesome. So, with Shador right there, Shador was asked about his dad's comments that he told his dad, "I don't want you to see me right now. I'm trying to do keep the main thing the main thing. Do the work."
Yeah.
I am curious. Because he pretty much just regurgitated what his dad said. So I'm curious your take on it.
Well, it showed another level of professionalism that he continues to show. Okay, I think there was so much about him being in the spotlight that in the previous couple years has gotten him ready for moments like this that I think other college quarterbacks maybe aren't ready for. Because he continues to answer all these questions in such an amazing way. I'm not where I want to be, while also then not, belittling where he's at either.
The only thing I will say is he slipped into a Sandersism.
Oh, yeah, what's
when
that?
When he started doing the media's going to make the media thing.
He did do a media. And, he did,
but
yeah.
But you could tell it was not.
He's not wrong, though.
Well, no. But you could tell it was not like. It was like him trying to remember his talking points that his pop said and he had said. So it was the only part that was a little clunky in the transition.
He's so good at it. It's going to sound insane and kind of crazy to people because this is not really how fifth round picks operate. But he's so good at it. It does make me wonder if he's got a whole PR team and staff just for himself before he does these podiums.
Well, I think we saw Boog out here.
I'm not saying Boog's his PR staff.
Well, no, I think we should have. You're the Shador guy. You should have ingratiated yourself. You'd be like Boog's assistant.
Where's Boog? Been hiding. I feel like he was in everyone's lives and he's gone.
He's got a foot thing.
Is that holding him back from?
He's got a boot on.
I didn't know if that's what's holding him back from yelling at people online.
Could be.
I don't know. I like Boog. I haven't seen him in a while.
It was just a really wild weekend to break all this down because the sore arm brought out the conspiracy theorists who said. I think it was Kurt Benkert, the former Packers backup linebacker.
You want to talk about somebody that goes after people online.
He said this is what they do before a trade. And I was like, well, that feels grossly overreactionary to a sore arm missing one day
of
camp.
Very, very unnecessary. But even in that reaction, too, Shador, it felt like just handled it the right way. You know how many people would have gone out there and then tried to force an issue because they knew the reps were going to be there? Yeah, it wasn't feeling good. He had to let them know, and then they acted appropriately. I don't know. He nails these type of things. He's very good at it.
So I think it's time, because I was reminded of this, where a lot of when I was talking to people today, they're like, I think it was, Flacco versus Pickett and then Dylan versus Shador. And I think it's time we alter that. I really do think that the circumstances of the quarterback kerfuffle have changed just a little bit.
Okay.
I think it's Dylan versus Joe right now, and Joe is ahead by a significant margin.
Oh.
And then I think it's Kenny versus Shador for the last quarterback spot.
Wow, you think it's rookie versus veteran, rookie versus whatever you want to call Kenny Pickett if you call him a veteran.
I think the hamstring injury changed this for Kenny. I think it's Kenny versus Shador for the last quarterback spot on this roster.
Kenny versus Shador for the last one.
Yep.
So wait, where does Dylan shake out in this? He's either starter week one or
he's the backup.
Oh, okay. I thought you were separating them as if here's your first guy and he gets to be your starter, and if not, then this other group is vying for the backup job.
Nope. No, I think the backup. I think Dylan will be the backup.
Ooh.
If he doesn't start week one, and I think we have a battle. I think people.
I think it's too early for this right now. Only because I like you saying it, but only because I still think Kenny Pickett is in the race, and I think when he comes back, I think he's going to be there. Even though I don't think much of him. I just think they loved him too much, and I think they're going to give him that opportunity. And as far as for being the actual backup, I haven't counted Shador out yet either.
I think they have enough to go by, and I think the way they're treating Dylan says we're trying to get you ready to start, which means you're in the starting conversation. Whereas I think there's a reason that Shador is being painfully slowed and getting just a couple reps at a time.
I mean, it feels like, and this is why I think a lot of Shedeur Sanders are Sanders fans are upset, it feels like Shedeur is the long play and the odd man out in this equation, not denying that in the slightest bit. But I also don't know that it seems like Dylan Gabriel's leapfrog Kenny Pickett in any sort of way if we're just talking exclusively backup.
So I think it's – what I should say is, to your credit, Kenny had a couple nice throws today. And that
he had a very nice end zone throw.
There was some chatter amongst the media as I was going between groups of people talking up Kenny Pickett. My thing would be, I think Kenny already came in behind the eight ball the second they drafted the second rookie, and his is a feast or famine. I think you're either starting initially. I thought you were either starting or not on the roster. Now I think there's a chance of you keep him around just to see how the early season goes, and I think he's around to keep pressure on Shedeur. I think they're slow playing Shedeur, and I kind of can't figure out whether that's to try and sneak him through waivers. I can't figure out whether it's just playing the game in general as a way to keep him humble.
Like, what's the long play here?
With Shedeur?
Yeah. Or is it just – so I had this theory, okay? And this one's going to sound bananas and bonkers for the time of date that we're at in the season and where we're at. I do wonder if you're really thinking long-term play. You know me. I'm convinced that all of these GMs and executives are just trying to keep their jobs for as long as they possibly can, and they're constantly wondering how to kick the can down the road.
Uh-huh.
Is there a possibility – that they're not going to display Shedeur at all this season to then be able to take the quarterback next year at number one, number two, number three overall to then start Shedeur the 2026 season and then give yourself an even longer leash to then have an opportunity for that rookie quarterback to then develop. And in the meanwhile, you just get to extend your life, your football life.
I think the long play is actually within the season. I think Joe and Dylan, at some point between the first 10 weeks, I think it's their job. Meaning, like, maybe Joe wins the job, but then they start 0-3, and then they go to Dylan.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're trying to get Dylan ready to play. And as soon as Dylan's playable, see the push for Shedeur, that Shador's doing all the right things.
Okay, I can see that. What if Dylan never gets playable, though?
Because
right now he doesn't look playable.
I think that actually – so maybe when he's ready to playable is relative. It's whenever they've exhausted their patience or the locker room's patience with the veterans that they'll then switch to Dylan. And the second Dylan gets on the field, it would not surprise me if you hear people really being impressed with how Shador's handling himself behind the scenes. And he's starting to get more reps in practice, and he's running scout team. He's doing this. He's doing that to get ready. I don't think they want to get Shedeur out there first.
I mean, I'm waiting to find out when that tide is going to turn, and I agree with you. I don't think it's happening at any point before the season gets underway. I think there's a reason why when we have Stefanski on, and he was with us last Friday, when we ask him point blank about Shedeur, he ropes Shedeur in with everyone else. Like, I don't think those type of things, they're just not an accident. And it's odd because, remember I told you before the interview that we did with Stefanski, I was like, I'm going to ask him about Shedeur, and you know how it's going to go, which is different because you should want to celebrate these guys. You should want to talk up these guys. You should want to be as optimistic about the guys that you've taken and the guys that are in your camp. They're just not taking every opportunity to do so with Shedeur.
Well, and this to me, like, I think there's an understanding we're probably going to see both rookies at some point this year. But I think Kevin specifically understands whoever the first rookie is out of the gate is going to get the best chance, because you're probably going to go to them early enough in the season that the locker room's still going to have fight in them. Your guys are still engaged. You're probably going to be healthier because it's earlier in the season. And I think given that they drafted Dylan first, and given specifically, I think Kevin really likes Dylan. I don't know that he feels the same way about Shedeur. I think Shedeur was an Andrew Berry pick. I just think it would make a lot of sense of, hey, let's get this guy ready so that if he's as close to ready as possible when we have to flip that switch, he at least has a chance. Whereas with Shedeur, that'll be 6 games to go in the season. If he can make it good on it, who cares? He's a fifth-round pick.
I think the unfair part of this, if you're talking about Dylan exclusively, though, is that when Dylan plays these games, if he looks anything outside of awesome, everyone's just going to clamor for Shedeur.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's it. Like, he's going to have – we'll have Shedeur chance at the stadium. We'll have Shedeur everything. And it's just – it's going to really – the amount of pressure on Dylan Gabriel is going to really ramp up.
But I think that's the same for everybody who isn't Joe Flacco. Joe Flacco's the only guy that as long as Joe's producing, making big plays with his arm, even if he's throwing interceptions, I think that's the only guy that to the fans out there. And we started the show talking about how different the fan base is on this quarterback kerfuffle than maybe the Browns are.
Yeah.
I think Joe's the only guy that can keep those chants at bay. And even then, I don't know how for long because – let's be honest, you just have a bunch of guys who are just Shador fans, not even Browns fans, starting to show up to camp. We saw that today.
We did see that today. I saw the one guy, the sign from Dallas.
Yep.
Oh, no, he was wearing a Chief Wahoo hat, so I don't know if he's adopted the whole city or what he's done there.
Or maybe just, no, we're not doing it. I'm not doing it. 216-474-0092. Is Shador the odd man out? I do think it's become Kenny Pickett versus Shador. I don't think that definitively means Shador's the odd man out, and then big deal, little deal, no deal in Columbus in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.